Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And now,
right now,
Dawn Lemon,
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African-American that comes from your own community.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Dawn Lemon, good
up
morning.
Harlem, New York. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Here we go again. The government leader asked a question about the president and race, and then all hell breaks loose. This time, it is U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. He took on the subject of race in America again and addressed the question about whether some of the opposition to President Barack Obama is based on the color of his skin. Holder was responding to a question by ABC News' Pierre Thomas about why Holder once said he and the president are sometimes treated differently.
Well, you know, there's a certain level of vehemence, it seems to me, that's directed at me, directed at the president. You know, people talk about taking their country back. You know, I can't look into people's hearts, look into people's minds, but it seems to me that this president has been treated differently than others.
So the reporter pressed, and Holder went on to explain more directly.
Now, there's a certain racial component to this for some people. I don't think this is the thing is a main driver, but for some, there's a racial animus.
So what do you think happened? Conservatives like Rush Limbaugh pounced on the comments. And according to a transcript on his radio show, Limbaugh says, not true. The Republicans bent themselves into as many shapes as they could to agree with this president. They went out of their way to praise Holder's nomination. He said, I will never forget that. And then he went on to say it was all an effort then by Republicans to curry favor from the Obama administration and show that they were not bigots. While others accused Holder and the administration of playing on the fears and anxieties of minorities in hopes of scaring them to the polls in November. Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal wrote that previous quote that I just said as part of an opinion piece for the newspaper. And on CNN yesterday, he told me that he would respond the same way that President Obama responded some years back when asked the same question as Holder.
And Obama said, you know, I was black before the election. Mm-hmm. And I'd add he was black before his re-election as well.
So meaning in his eyes and the eyes of the opposition, the criticism of the president is based solely on what the right calls his, quote, failed policies. But as I always say, context is everything. We should keep in mind that the interview was a wide-ranging interview, which included other topics than race. We should also keep in mind that the attorney general was responding to a reporter's questions about race and the opposition to the Obama administration. He didn't bring it up on his own. And we should keep in mind that Holder prefaced his comments by saying he didn't know what was in people's hearts, what they were holding in their hearts, and that he believed that some of the opposition was based on race, not all. So let's just be honest here. Yes, there are some people who legitimately oppose the president because of his ideology, or they just don't like his policies. But considering the history of this country, wouldn't it at the very least be disingenuous to say race plays no role for some people who oppose the first black president?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get them, Don. You're right. You're absolutely
right. No, not at all. None. Really? Come on.